For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. We speak to Sarah Schmidt with AMPI at World Dairy Expo. Sarah talking about some recent recognition AMPI cheese garnered in some national competitions.
World Dairy Expo is the greatest dairy cattle show on earth. It's also a really cool time to celebrate the products those cows make. And so in the World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Products Contest, we are excited to see our cheddar was once again named top of its class. You might say we're the kings of cheddar following a win earlier this year in the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest. So a mild cheddar cheese produced in our Jim Falls, Wisconsin plant won its class. And a sharp cheddar cheese produced in Blair, Wisconsin, won its class. We also had some good honors come in for our dried Sweet Whey, also made in Jim Falls, Wisconsin, was first and second. So always nice when you have the opportunity to recognize the dairy farmers and the cheesemakers behind this really, truly world-class dairy products here in Madison.
To have excellence in your final product, you need to have excellence starting out on the farm.
And it takes people, right? So it takes the farmers and the teams on the farms dedicated to making quality milk, caring for the cows so they're comfortable making the best cheese milk possible. And then it's up to the co-op to make sure we're keeping that standard of quality and turning it into the best products that our customers have come to count on. And so this time of year, we enjoy the opportunity to connect with customers, and it's always a good time to remind them of these awards. When dairy farmers are working so hard on their farms, anything their co-op can do, this processing plant they've invested in, to capture as much money for every pound of milk they produce, we're going to try and do that.
Sarah Schmidt with AMPI joining us, and she agrees there's a lot of farmer pride when this recognition does come the way of AMPI.
From the farm to the plant, and then working with our customers to promote the product that consumers, thankfully, are just craving for. How great that at AMPI we've invested, the dairy farmers have decided on cheese and butter. And that's what we're known for, and that's what Americans love. We're seeing continued growth in per capita consumption of butter and cheese, and really no signs of that slowing down. And especially if we can, as an industry, innovate around new flavors of cheese, that's how we can keep consumers craving more.
Schmidt gave an update on AMPI and its relationship with the Hy-Vee grocery store chain.
In March, we got the green light to bring Dinner Bell butter to Hy-Vee grocery stores. It hit Hy-Vee's, they call them their largest stores. So the 200 largest stores are now carrying Dinner Bell salted and unsalted butter. And then new this month in October, our American slice cheese. Our 3-pound American slice is really special at AMPI because it is the reigning world champion American cheese. And that's a distinction that's being recognized around the world. As we grow sales opportunities in foreign markets, they want the best American cheese, and we can deliver that.
Feeding this relationship is a process, but telling the Dinner Bell story and product story and dairy farmer story is very important.
Consistently telling our story about the dairy farmers who care for the cows, for the land, the cheesemakers, the butter makers who craft exceptional products, that's what we can do. That's the story that consumers are interested in hearing, and it's a story we can confidently tell.
Sarah Schmidt with AMPI finally addresses a farm bill and some other legislative priorities, which are on the surface right now for their dairy farmers.
We're tracking the government activity the past week. Very pleased to see we didn't experience a shutdown. There's a lot of question marks that come with a shutdown. Nobody needed that uncertainty. So pleased that we've averted that shutdown. Disappointed we haven't been able to have a farm bill be confirmed yet. I'm optimistic that programs that dairy farmers are participating in, like the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, will continue in either an extended farm bill or the new version of the farm bill. And in our conversations with legislators, we're emphasizing Dairy Margin Coverage is a program that works.
Sarah Schmidt with AMPI joining us on Chasm Radio at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.